Week 2, Wednesday, Matins. Please, Master, open my lips, and my mouth will sing your praises. Call happily upon the Master, all the earth. Serve him with joy. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing Yahweh a song. Let us shout our joy to the rock who keeps us safe. Let us come to him with thanks and sing loud, happy psalms to him. Call happily upon the Master, all the earth. Serve him with joy. Because Yahweh is a great God, the great King over all the gods. The deep abysses of the earth belong to him, and the mountaintops are his as well. The sea is his because he made it, and so is the land his hands have formed. Call happily upon the Master, all the earth. Serve him with joy. So come, let us bow down and worship, kneeling before Yahweh who made us too. Because he is our God, and we are the people in his pasture, the sheep his hand leads on. Call happily upon the Master, all the earth. Serve him with joy. Today is the day for you to listen to his voice. Do not dig in your heels, as you did at Meribah, as you acted on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers provoked me and tormented me, though they had seen what I had done. Call happily upon the Master, all the earth. Serve him with joy. For 40 years I put up with that crowd, saying they are a people with wandering hearts, with no idea of what I expect of them. And so I swore in my exasperation, they will not enter my rest. Call happily upon the Master, all the earth. Serve him with joy. Whose is that face that looks back from the glass? Do I know him? It seems we never met, but still he was there yesterday. I get confused and wonder, who am I? I pass through life as other people. Blades of grass that populate a field. Still, friends don't fret at who I am. They know me well. And yet, who do they know? Which member of this class? Not one. You haven't been yourself since you were born in spirit and in water. He is you now. You are he. And what that means, you'll learn among all those familiar scenes that follow death. For now, its faith must see that that's the self to which you must be true. First Nocturne. We are in pain and agony as we wait for our bodies to be set free. Psalm 39. I said, I will stand guard over my conduct to keep from sinning with my tongue. I will put a muzzle over my mouth when immoral people are around me. So I was mute and kept my silence, and in the face of their prosperity I said nothing, though it saddened me and made my heart grow hot with rage. But then as I kept brooding, it burst into flame, and my tongue blurted out, Yahweh, show me what my end will be, and what ruler to use to measure my life, so that I can realize how feeble I am. Yes, my days are short as a handbreadth. My whole life is nothing in your sight, and every man at his best is only vapor. Every single man is nothing but a walking shadow. And what is certain is that their work is futile. They heap up wealth and do not know who will enjoy it. And so now, Yahweh, what should I expect? Because my hope is in you. Please free me from all the wrong I have done, and do not let fools gloat over me. Because I stood mute, I did not open my mouth, since it was all your doing. But please now take this curse away from me. I am crushed by the blows from your hand. When you punish a man to correct his faults, you eat up everything beautiful he has, as if you were a moth. True, every man is a vapor. So please, Yahweh, listen to my prayer and pay attention to my plea. Do not be deaf to my tears, because I am with you like a guest, a transient, just as all my fathers were. Please turn aside your angry gaze and let me gain my strength before I leave and cease to be. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. We are in pain and agony as we wait for our bodies to be set free. I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy. Psalm 52. Why, man in power, do you brag about the wrong you have done? You plot ruin all day long. Your tongue, like a sharpened razor, performs its treacherous work. You love evil rather than goodness, lying rather than telling the truth. You love finding words that eat people up, you tongue of treachery. But God will be the same with you and destroy you forever. He will pull you out of your tent and uproot you from the land of the living. And virtuous people will see this and be filled with awe. They will laugh at you and say, "This is the man who refused to find his strength in God and put his trust in his great wealth and thought his own corruption was his power." But I am like a green olive tree growing strong in God's house. I put my trust in God's mercy forever and ever. I will give you eternal praise because it is all your doing. And in the presence of your holy people, I will acknowledge the goodness of your name. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy. Our years wither like grass, but you, Master, are eternal. Psalm 90. Yahweh, you have been our home for as long as we existed. In fact, before the mountains were even born, or you had formed the earth and all that is in it, from eternity to eternity, you are God. You turn men back into the dust they are made of by simply saying, "Go back, mortal men." Yes, in your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday after it has passed, or like the hours of night we have slept through. You simply sweep us humans away as if we were a dream you wake from. We are like grass that springs up in the morning and grows and flourishes, and then by evening is cut down and withers. We too wither away in your anger and are terror-stricken with your rage. Because you have placed our corruption before you and our secrets shine in the light from your face. And we have lost our whole lives from your anger, and they are over as quickly as a sigh. We live no more than 70 years, 80 if we are strong, with nothing to show for it but drudgery and pain, and suddenly it all ends, and we are gone. Who can fathom the power of your anger? Your rage is as fearsome as you are yourself. And so teach us how to make each day count, so that we can achieve hearts full of wisdom. Please come back to us, Yahweh. How long will it be? Have pity on your slaves. Fill the morning of our lives with mercy, and we will be happy and contented for the rest of our days. Please give us joys to match the days of pain you gave us, the years when we saw agony. Show us, please, what you do for your slaves, and reveal your glory to your children. May Yahweh's loveliness shine down upon us, and bring success to what our own hands do. Yes, bring success to what our own hands do. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Our years wither like grass, but you, Master, are eternal. I put my trust in what the Master has said. All my hope is in Him.